listen to the train, and then we can talk on it after the train's gone. So that was the Paddington train leaving, and I'm here with James, who's watched a concert with me earlier, and there'll be audio boos of the concert at some point very soon. And I am hoping to record the ridiculous announcement giving the reason for our train delay. Well, my train delay. James isn't actually going on the train, it's just me. Are you going to say anything, James?
No, I was waiting for the recording to finish.
Why?
Because I was waiting for the train to go. We're going to be quiet until...
Ah, but it's gone now.
And now there's... It's rather a shame that the train actually pulled up a little bit a long way down the platform for us, so we only got the tail end of the train.
Is really rubbish music.
You call it music?
Well, rubbish noise.
It's somebody chanting over a drum machine.
I wouldn't go as far as to call it chanting myself, but yeah.
Chanting?
Stop it!
Chanting?
Well, I chanting to me is more...
It's not...
Either...
It's not sort of... Religious.
Either religious or
not psalm chant.
Magic spells or something. It's more mysterious than this. This is more angry sounding rap.
Yes.
You can't have rap without you can't have crap without rap.
Football fans chant, and that's pretty angry.
Well, that's true, but it's not the same as rap though.
No.
Rap is in its own unique category of something else.
Category, that'll do.
That was an iPhone ringing.
Stay at the station because the train's delayed.
Oh, come on, I want to record the announcement.
Do you want to come to the station? Come to Portage.
Oh, they're singing now in the music.
That's called a bridge.
Okay, how far are you waiting outside?
Well, there's a bridge over the railway.
Only one platform's open.
Unless he's not getting...
I know, but there is a bridge.
In 14 minutes.
But I don't think it sings. I suppose it sort of does when the trains go on it. No, not...
You ever been underneath the bridge when the train goes over it?
Yeah, it makes quite a... Even when you're on the bus, you can hear the train going
over
the top of you.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit scary, really.
Because it's quite loud.
It's quite loud. Have you been in the travel centre beneath when it goes across over?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, that's quite entertaining, because the thing's rattling there as well.
Oh, really? I think that's the Asbo corner.
What?
Where that noise is coming from.
No.
I think they deserve an Asbo for that.
No, it's not Asbo loud enough.
Oh, I think it is. If I was in charge of this country.
You know, if I was in charge of this country, you know what I would do?
What?
I would ban all Christmas displays and Christmas music in shops until December the 1st.
Yes. Or at least November. For example, say if someone had to have an operation or something like that, they'd need to shop before Christmas, before that. So I could... November would be doable, but blooming September and October, no.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
You can order your stock and you can still get that stuff in, but no real...
Yeah, but some people like to actually go to the shops, don't they? But yes, I don't think they should decorate stuff till December.
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
Probably fine, a lot of people do.
Although I suppose the Christmas fair would be slightly odd if it wasn't decorated.
No, but it's just in December the 1st, so that's fine.
Yeah, they should have it the next weekend, I agree. But they don't. Oh, shut the blooming thing up. It's really annoying.
You know what my old boss used
thank
to
you.
Call?
No, unthank
kind of
you.
This kind of music with drum machines and so on.
What?
You know, proper dance music. He used to call it industrial pile driver music.
I like it.
Because you get this sort of great big thud.
Yeah.
And then sort of a, you know, and that's sort of a reset kind of sound, isn't it?
Mm.
Thud, thud, thud.
Yeah.
It's industrial pile driver music.
Except if someone plays it through their phone like they are now and it doesn't have any bass, thank God. It was really, really annoying when I was on the bus the other week because they had it on headphones, but it was...
Sorry, that the 22:45 service to Great Morven is delayed by approximately 27 minutes. This is due to slippery rail conditions. We are sorry for the delay to your journey.
It just makes me laugh.
Slippery rail conditions.
It's the way she said it as well. It's
slippery.
Got like...
It's like
it's got a gap in it.
Yes, this is due to insert reason prompt.
Slippery rail. No, even
slippery
between slippery
rail.
And rail, there's a gap as well.
Slippery
rail condition.
Frozen points. Slippery rail conditions. Leaves on the line. Snow on the line. Cow on the line. Fatality on the line.
Oh yeah, that's not so good.
That's not so good.
No.
Broken rail, broken down train, flooding. What else goes wrong?
Strikes.
Strikes, yeah, no driver.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'd better get ready to go on the train, I suppose.
I suppose you should.
And I might carry on with your yoo-hoo until I'm on the train.
Oh, it's going to be a proper train, if it's coming from London, it'll be a proper train.
Coming from London.
If it's one of these little bus things from Birmingham, you know. You know the sort of thing I mean.
Yeah. Let's see what it is. Look.
You have the bell stroke bow first.
Oh yeah. We can't have an audio boo of the station without the bell, the bow, can we?
We must eliminate the
rubbish music.
Audio track.
Yes. Oh, and guess what? Knowing my luck, that person will be on the train as well. I have. Yeah. That's true, and it's because I missed the bustle. No. The man took too long to get our bill.
That's also.
Hereford is delayed by approximately 78 minutes.
No!
This is due to an earlier broken down train. We are sorry for the delay to your journey.
Hang on, does that mean it's not coming after all yet?
Yeah.
Oh, how annoying.
You've got another 9 minutes.
How annoying.
9 minutes, I don't know.
I had paused the recording by mistake then, but I got it in time to say is delayed
minutes.
By and to say broken down train instead of slippery rail conditions instead this time. Oh, well, I was going to get my cane extended, but there's no point yet, is there?
You want an 8 foot long cane? You have a cane extended?
Yeah. Actually, my cane is quite long because of when I go on the hills sometimes in Malvern.
Yeah.
And when you go down a steep hill, it's a bit disconcerting to just have a normal length cane.
How long's your cane? How long's your cane?
Hang on, you can... hold on, I'll telescope it. Yeah. That'd be quite cool. I was annoyed, though, because Audio Boo were at Sight Village, and that's the main reason I wanted to go.
Ah.
And Andre was going as well.
Yeah,
he did go.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see him too.
I haven't seen this.
Or Freaky Foof, as he calls himself on Audio Boo.
I think
there's your. Oh, right.
Actually, yours is only about 5 centimetres longer than mine.
Where's yours then?
Right next to yours.
Oh, yeah. No, it's. Oh, hang on, listen. I don't know why, but that is funny.
Slippery rail conditions.
It's the way she says
have a
it's
cane.
So mechanical.
Slippery rail conditions. Is she the one that used to not be able to say Birmingham New Street? Birmingham
May
New
I have
Street.
Your attention, please,
here we go.
On platform 1. We are sorry to announce that the 22:45 First Great Western service to Great
cancelled.
Malvern has been cancelled. This is due to an earlier broken down train. We
are
sorry
for the delay.
Yeah.
Oh dear. This is a bit useless.
Well.
Shall I go and catch the 12 minutes past 11 bus? Would that be more reliable, do you think?
It's actually not going to be much different, is it?
The 10:45.
Let's see what the time is.
You were going to get the.
So what time was it supposed to be? It's supposed to be...
Shall I go and get the bus? Shall I go and catch the bus?
As long as you don't go down there and find you missed the bus.
Well, what's the time now,
it's
please?
11:03.
I've got 9 minutes to get there. Can I do it?
What time's the train coming here?
I don't know.
It's 51. It's 10:51.
Well, it was broken down, though, so is it still broken down?
78 minutes. 51.
Yeah, but they changed it then.
That is, no, that's the latest. 71. That's 70 minutes. 78 minutes, exactly the same time as the bus.
And it'll get there quicker, but will it though? Will it suddenly get even later? Should I go now or should I not?
I don't know.
What should I do?
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you going to get to?
Malvern. And I'm trying to work out whether I should go and get the bus quickly.
There's a train that seems to be on time at the moment.
On time?
What?
At 11:08, so that would be in 5 minutes.
What about the other
it's
one?
It's the 10:45 got cancelled. It was delayed for half an hour.
Are you sure it's coming on time?
There's the 9:51 that's still coming in.
51.
Yeah.
From yesterday.
Yeah.
Right now it says the 11:08 is on time in 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll wait here then.
It's a great morning.
Because the bus does take ages.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see if we get any more stupid announcements before we go.
We are sorry to announce that the. I heard a programme on the radio once about one of the guys, another bloke at Birmingham.
I heard that!
It was a cool programme. Cool programme. And the funny thing is.
Listen.
The next train to arrive at platform 1 will be the 2308.
Scrapped. Clunk.
Crash.
You've been drinking, girl.
Yeah, coffee. Oh, it's just so funny.
Well.
Oh, come on, it was.
What was I going to say? I can't remember what I was talking about now.
Oh, dear. That is funny.
What was I talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, dear, mate. It wasn't important then.
You'll probably
yes,
know when you hear the audio.
We were talking about Phil, the guy doing the programme, one of the most boring jobs he had, to announce all the stations in the UK twice.
Oh, twice?
Yeah.
Oh, so he could do the one in the list and the one at the end.
That's right.
Yeah, that Sally Clay has done an audio boo on her Salwar account.
Okay.
About, it's coming. About the, the Scottish train announcing lady.
Proper train.
Right, I better go and get ready to get on it. So see you soon.
Bless you, Fee.
We'll
be well soon.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. My cane got stuck under your arm. Sorry.
That's fine. Oh, sorry.
I'm just trying to kill everybody, I think. Sorry. Sorry. That one. Well, I'd better pause this now. I'm going to stop this now and not record the conversation, so I will go now. Goodbye. This is Malvern Link. We just stopped out, so we've resumed recording. Get some good door noises, hopefully.
Our next station, of course, a few hours' time is Great Morven. Great Morven, our next station. Please alight here from standard class carriages. Front five carriages, all of standard class doors will be released at Great Morven. Thank you.
Far?
I'm from Worcester.
Oh, right, where are you?
I missed the stupid bus.
You're on your big phone.
Yep.
Right, we're right here. Dog leg.
Oh, got this bit.
We've got these barriers coming out, so we go in. Left there.
Yep.
Now we're on.
Yep.
Later. All done.
Warmer.
Hold on, you dropped. Is that your phone in there? Is that your phone?
Let's have a look.
That, would that be it?
Oh, bloody hell, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I left the bucket on there.
Well, I nearly didn't see it then. Right, you in?
Yeah, hang on.
Sorry.
Train was supposed to be 10:45. But it wasn't. And then that one got cancelled because it was so delayed and this one was coming in. Yeah, because of slippery rail conditions.
Slippery?
apparently. That's what she said, with a gap, just like that. Slippery rail conditions.
Never.
Yeah. I'm an amazing driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fantastic, I am, just no one knows it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you haven't let you pass the test yet, have they?
Nah.
Yeah.
No fun.
Nobody with any sense of humour is there out there in the world.
No, it's no fun. They should let me do it.